Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
Most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate it.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, a couple football items here. Hour 2, Felger and Mazz, presented by DraftKings. Meant to get to this yesterday. Tom Keegan, Boston Herald, proven to be a valuable guy. Valuable guy. Let me tell you why. Well, you know why, Mazz. Because everyone takes a side. Media takes a side. Media, you know, goes one way or the other. And then they get sourcing. And then you get to find out what each camp is thinking based on those relationships. Like, we have the whole Brady crew, Gasper, Curran, you know, that whole grouping, the Boohoo Brady crew. And we really get to know how Brady's feeling, okay? Put away your chips, Mess. We all get to know how Brady's feeling because we
those
get
are chips, but go.
We get to read. You can hear it, Murray, right?
It was a bag of some kind of
yeah,
snack.
Yeah, I mean, the audience can't hear it, so I'm sorry to waste your time on this. You can't hear it through the radio or your smart speaker or whatever.
It was paper on my desk.
But when you're wearing the headphones, Maz's crinkling chip bag, we hear it so clearly. It's so annoying. So we have the Brady crew. We know what Brady's thinking because of Jeff Darlington and Chris Gasper and Tom Curran and da-da-da. And then there's the Brady. Then there's the cartel. Then there's the Belichick side. And Tom Keegan with the Herald, I don't mean to call him out. I love him. I think he's doing some valuable reporting, but I just feel like he's on that side of things. He's written some things that and reported some things that I think reflect that side of it. I think he's, you know, he called the Stidham thing. He called the Stidham thing weeks before Brady left. And I think he's getting his cues from Bill Belichick. So good. We got that side of it. Anyway, that's just the setup to something he wrote yesterday. Kind of out of nowhere. And the best quarterback in the AFC East is ... He decides to rank the AFC East quarterbacks. Guess who came in number one?
Oh, geez, I don't know. Stidham?
Jared Stidham, the top quarterback in the AFC East. He's thrown three NFL passes. What was it?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. And already, Darnold's going into his third year. Allen's going into his
third.
Third, second, third, fourth, Fitzpatrick beat you last year. Tua is the second overall pick, et cetera, et cetera. And not that it's a star-studded group, you know, make no mistake, but Jared Stidham hasn't played.
I mean, could you be more in the bag for Belichick by writing something like that? Come on.
So here's what he wrote. Whether it's for this coming season or the next five, I would take my chances with Stidham. Ranked number one. And again, this is over Darnold, Allen, Tua, the whole thing.
Here's how I want you to phrase it.
I would take my chances with Stidham over anyone else. Why? In a word, accuracy, he writes. It's the first trait that those who saw him in high school in Texas, at Baylor, and at Auburn say about him as a quarterback. And it's usually the second word preceded by... I'm sorry. So he says that's the first trait that those, you know, who saw him at those places say about him. And it's usually the second word, which is preceded by amazing or phenomenal or rare or incredible. So not only do they say his number one trait is accuracy, it's usually the second word in the scouting report preceded by amazing accuracy or phenomenal accuracy or rare accuracy or incredible accuracy. That's what jumped out about him during training camp with the Patriots as well, writes Keegan. You don't hear anyone questioning his decision-making either. He didn't take unnecessary risks in college, which kept his interceptions low. What can be read into the Patriots coach Bill Belichick feeling comfortable going into the season with Stidham as his quarterback after he spent 1 year holding the clipboard? Probably a lot, he says. It suggests he likes what he saw of the rookie as a thrower and a student. If Belichick didn't like the stride Stidham showed in grasping the offense as a backup, he likely would have made other plans at quarterback this offseason. Stidham has a strong arm, throws an accurate deep ball, and has good mobility. The number one quarterback in the AFC East is Jared Stidham. Murray, why do you have that look on your face?
Because it's ridiculous. The kid's seen the field for real game action for all of 5 minutes. And, okay, so if this was being based on upside and potential, okay, maybe. You know, maybe it's a coin flip between him and Tua.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I so disagree with that. I think he has a chance to be the best quarterback in the division. But the upside? Oh, Josh Allen is more upside than him. Upside.
Oh, all right, sure. Yeah, throw him in too.
I mean, Josh Allen's a dunderhead, but big, strong, yeah. Can move. He's got a rifle. Like if anyone could figure out Josh Allen, he could be a force.
He's a dumber, less accurate young Ben Roethlisberger. So sure, yeah. No, all right. But if we're just basing this right now on actual NFL snaps and what has been accomplished by the quarterbacks in the AFC East, Stidham is not number one. It's not. The real answer, and I am more than prepared to get blood for this.
Give me your rankings, please.
Joe Flacco, backup of the New York Jets, is
holy
number one.
Crap. God, hold on. Okay, Murray's going to rank the AFC East quarterbacks. Hold on. Here's Murray's big board. Number one, Joe Flacco.
Again, based on who's actually seen NFL snaps, number one with a bullet is Joe Flacco. The guy's won a Super Bowl single-handedly, basically.
Flacco is crapo.
Number one is Joe Flacco. Number two is Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Fitzmagic, hold on. Is number two. Okay, number three.
Number three is Josh Allen. Number four is Sam Darnold, but I don't feel great about it. Number five is Jared Stidham, I suppose. And then you have a drop-off, which could fill the Grand Canyon. And then it's suckbag Brian Hoyer at number six.
Okay. So, look, where's Tua in there?
Again, this is based on who's actually seen NFL snaps. I'm not going to even consider him right now. I'm not. I'm not going to put him in.
If we're comparing resumes, which to me is a different question than Flacco's one, I guess. But to me, I look at it and say, who's got the guy who has most recently played the best, if that makes sense? And I think it's either Fitzpatrick or Josh Allen. I think it's one of those two. Darnold, to me, has been a disappointment thus far. I think he's seen flashes there, but there's no way it's Stidham. The only thing is, the only latitude I'll give Keegan and the Patriots, for that matter, as I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Stidham could be the best by the year by year's end. I don't think that that's out of the question at all.
So, I mean, I'll be willing to make you a bet, Murray. Like, I think it's possible that the Patriots have the highest quarterback rating in the division by the end of the year. Whether that's Stidham, Hoyer, the combination, if we, you know, what team will have the highest quarterback rating by the end of the year? I think it's entirely possible it's the Patriots.
Yeah, but based on how the offense is going to be run and low percentage throws, I mean...
Based on the coaching. And this has nothing...
I'm sorry, what was that?
I mean, it's still like, I just think people miss it. I'm not grading Stidham against Tua or Allen or Darnold. It's the coaching and the positions they're going to be put in. Adam Gase, I think, is a horrible head coach. Somehow he gets this quarterback whisperer, you know, credit, and maybe he is that. But as a head coach, I think he's a dunderhead. And I think Miami still sucks, and they're going to be behind in a lot of games, and their quarterbacks will be taking a lot of chances. And I think if the money's really on the table, Fitzpatrick sucks. He's dangerous when there's nothing at stake. And Darnold is, boy, man, to me, I think he has got the greatest upside in the division. And I am less down on Josh Allen than other people. In other words, I think Josh Allen has a chance to be a special player. I don't know if he'll ever get there, but his raw ability is. I think, through the roof. But anyway, he's not there yet. And so, Murray, I'll bet you that the Patriots have the best quarterback rating in the division by the end of the year.
Yeah, you'll probably be right, because how many tough throws are they going to have to make? And based on how the offense is going to be, it's going to be dink and dunk, and, you know, so it'll be easy passes and little outs and things like that. So, you know, a stiff like Hoyer can make those throws if it's him, and Jarrett Stidham should be able to make those throws. So that would come with an asterisk to me. I'm not taking that action.
What do you mean you say an asterisk? What's the asterisk?
Show me how it looks. You know, are they making tough throws? I doubt that they are.
Why do you need to make tough throws if you don't have to make tough throws? I hate that mentality.
Real quarterbacks make real throws.
When they have to, but what if you don't have to?
Yeah, they won't ask these guys to.
Right, exactly.
And that's why they're going to be like 8-8.
I like those offenses.
Yeah.
Mass?
I mean, it should be Buffalo. It should be Buffalo if Allen can improve enough, because they added Diggs. I mean, there's some weapons there now. I like the tight end. What's his name? Knox. And, you know, to me, they have a chance. Buffalo's got a chance to be pretty good if the quarterback can figure it out.
Okay.
Now, that's a big if. Because, you know, I think Allen is freaking – he is your classic throw 98 miles an hour, have no idea where it's going.
And this
like, he is your classic just power thrower.
This is what Keegan wrote. So he had Stidham 1, he had Josh Allen 2. Watching the Bills' big, strong, fast, dangerous runner overthrow a receiver sometimes reminds me of watching a young power prospect in baseball swing and miss, and not by a little, but by a lot. That's a good analogy.
Totally.
Like, I mean, he might have the worst deep ball I think I've ever seen.
He's just a swing and miss guy. But again,
he's Nuke LaLoosh.
Big.
He's Nuke. You put him on the mound, you throw it up the freaking backstop.
Big, strong, fast, dangerous as a runner for sure, but his arm's huge. He just doesn't know how to use it.
No. But seriously.
But anyway, he says hitters like that don't need to get a little better to take advantage of their power. They must become a lot better. And it makes you wonder if it's ever going to happen for them. Allen sometimes misses his receivers by a lot. Not a common sight in the NFL, and definitely a troubling one. Allen is getting better, he says, but accuracy continues to stunt his development. As a rookie, he threw 9 TD passes and 10 interceptions and improved to 20-9 in his sophomore campaign. Bills went 10-6 with him and needed just a solid game, from him to win at Houston, and he didn't deliver. He says it's easier to project success for Stidham than Allen, thanks to that one vitally important word, accuracy. So again, he's going all, and this is a huge Belichick thing. He prefers a quarterback who's accurate versus strong-armed. He doesn't care if you got a strong arm, but if you can't hit the running back on the outside shoulder on a 2-yard swing pass coming out of the backfield, Murray, he doesn't care if you can make the dangerous throw 15 yards down the field. He wants the accurate thrower.
That's the same as a handoff to me.
But that's what Bill wants. But if you screw up the handoff, then you're useless to Bill Belichick. And so, this is why I think Keegan's valuable. I think this comes from Bill. I do.
Oh, no, that's, I think, a given.
And want to know how it's a given? Listen to him dump on Darnold. Here's what he wrote about Darnold. What exactly was it that turned him into such a highly regarded quarterback prospect in the first place? That was his first line. What exactly was it that turned him into such a highly regarded quarterback prospect? It couldn't have been his penchant for sloppy play in college. He played 27 games, lost 14 fumbles, and threw 22 interceptions, and had lost 9 fumbles and had 13 picks in his second and final season. It's as if he was deemed a top prospect and nobody ever challenged it, least of all the Jets. He has nice size, but doesn't have a cannon for an arm and isn't particularly accurate. Back to that. He says it's tough to identify any one quality that makes him a lock to hold on to the quarterback job for the long haul. He doesn't even say he's a longtime starter. He said it's tough to identify any one quality that makes Darnold a lock to hold on to the starting job for the long haul. So
the only thing missing there is the Jets are idiots.
Exactly. So, like, check all the boxes. Pump up Stidham. Talk about accuracy. It's the most important trait for a quarterback. And how's Josh Allen's accuracy? And take a steaming dump on the Jets. Check, check, check.
Sounds like a triple.
Love it. So he checked all the boxes. So I just wanted to read that yesterday. We didn't get to it. I got to it today. You want to chime in on that? You can as well. We also have an advancement on the polling that we did yesterday. We'll pick that up with your calls right after this.
Duggar Mass. Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, yesterday we were doing that poll from The Athletic. Yeah, so we're doing a lot of poll talk. I don't think the poll on The Athletic was right. I don't think they asked the right question. But it was the poll itself that annoyed me. It was an irritating poll. And with that, yesterday, I was happy to hear at the start of Felger and Mazz that they attacked it the same way we did yesterday. And they even took it a step further by producing their own poll. Those guys love the polls.
They sure do.
So they debated on Felger and Mazz whether to do the same poll again.
Well, that show is nothing if not scientifically sound and empirically correct. I mean, there's right and there's wrong, and they will always be on the side of right.
I want to know what happens when you do Brady, Belichick, and Kraft. And that's the poll that I want to see. We, as a show, Hardy, need to do that poll.
Ah!
Need to do that poll hard. Need to do it. So get on that poll. Give us your votes. We just cannot accept, nobody. It's great. It was just meant to be. Brady's a Buccaneer, and it was destiny.
If you told me before last year, before even Brady said, well, it's probably my last year going into last year, that Tom Brady next year would be the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I'd think, go F yourself. You're insane. Get out of my face. No, it's happening.
How do you think Felger and Mazz will address it today, Zoe? I imagine Felger will say, the guys in the midday.
The midday show, yeah.
You got anything that Mazz will say about it? Any Mazz words?
Well, what if it is? What if it was time to move on? You know, and people genuinely feel that way. And why should they have that taken away from them? You know?
So you think they'll be critical of the poll?
It should be a voice for those people that feel that it was just time to move on. Look at Tito and Theo and them. Look at the Red Sox. When baseball was great.
So there you go. You heard it from Beetle and Zolak. Zoe and Beetle, technically 10-2 here on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Midday show.
I'm sorry, Mez?
The midday show. I prefer to call it the midday show.
So they followed up on that from yesterday because, again, we were debating whether to just repeat the Athletic poll with a bigger sample than the Athletic had and still give people that annoying option of, no, it was just time meant to be. And that's what we decided on. But they did that, so they did today the alternative, which is you don't get that cop out. You don't get that happy land, lame ass bailout of saying, it was just meant to be. Nope, you got to pick one. Who's responsible for Brady being in Tampa? Brady, Belichick, or Kraft? So they asked that on their Twitter pages. Murray, what are their results?
They had over 8,000 votes, 8,010 votes, and the leader in the clubhouse would be Bill Belichick, 49.7%, followed by Tom Brady at 43.3%. And once again, Robert Kraft not getting much, 7% of the vote.
Okay, so the result that annoyed them and us and everybody who has, again, any sort of sack is just the, it was just meant to be thing, right? Like the greatest quarterback of all time who's still competing for championships went to the worst franchise in sports. That was just meant, that's how it was meant to be? Cut it out. Okay, so that's a lame-ass answer. The Athletic response for that was almost 70% said it was just meant to be or it was just time. Ours was like 35% in our poll. Okay, so we got that cut in half. But if you just go to the particulars, that's how it broke out. Little more responsibility to Belichick than Brady. I'm surprised it's so close. I think it's, to me, it's obviously Bill. It's Bill's responsibility. I think that's an obvious answer, but it, the, you know, the sentiment's kind of split, Maz.
To me, it's obviously Brady. So I just think that people are smart enough to at least notice that Brady's behavior was the one that changed more towards the end of the you know, the end of the relationship, for lack of a better description. So I just think Brady was a pill at the end. He was a baby. And look, you can say it was justified. You can say whatever you want. But again, Brady's the one to me that wanted out.
Okay, so what? That's what the poll sounds like without that bailout answer. You can follow up on that as well. We're going to go back to your calls. As promised, here's Tom in Newton on that quarterback question. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, hey, guys, I just want to weigh in on that. I mean, to me, I think the answer, you know, has to be Bill. However, I think there is something to be said about the fact that at the end of the day, Robert, you know, let it happen because I think he knew that he couldn't alienate Bill because he needs Bill in the picture going forward over the next several years. However, I think the real question is, when it comes down to Bill, did Bill do what he did because he really, you know, sincerely believed it was in their best interest to go with Stidham? Because remember, it's not like Stidham's contract was up, like with Garoppolo, and they had to pick one over the other. So is it more about that, or do you think it was more about Bill's ego and just Bill needing to do it Bill's way and winning with someone else? What do you guys think?
I don't think Bill wanted to give Brady the contract he wanted. I think that's where that began and ended, is he did not want to give Brady that. If Brady would have come back for, you know, pennies on the dollar for one more year, Bill would have had him back. I think that's sure. What the Pats were kind of expecting, that Brady was going to cave again and they'd get him in that circumstance. So they didn't want to give him the contract that he wanted. I think that was the biggest factor, not the only one, but the biggest factor. What's the first thing that he said? God, that bugs the crap out of me.
I told you, I can't remember anything past like 20 seconds.
1 point. Do 1 point. Aldo and Ludlow on the baseball in the
this
Red Sox.
Why I tell my wife to tell me one thing at a time.
Good God. Go ahead, Aldo.
Aldo. Hey, guys. I just have one. I, like you guys, I don't know what it feels like to be a minority. But I've had enough minorities in my life where I've had them be around me and be happy and bright 1 minute, and then for whatever reason, I step aside for a few minutes, come back.
Aldo, what's your point?
Yeah, really.
Something.
What's your point?
You know, somebody has said something that set them off. Now, Mr. Henry has owned this team.
Aldo, please, I'm begging you to please get to the point.
Like NASCAR with the Confederate flag, if you don't want to tolerate the negativity going around your ballpark that your players tell you, put it out in your newspaper. He owns a newspaper.
I still don't understand what this guy's saying. At a minute.
So wait a minute. You've got to publicize that racist behavior won't be tolerated in the ballpark? I mean, don't get me wrong. You should publicize everything, I guess. But that one feels like sort of obvious, doesn't it?
He's saying that John Henry and the Red Sox have not made it clear that they don't want racism in their park?
Well, he's saying that, for example, NASCAR has banned the Confederate flag. They've taken an actual – there's been an actual policy put in place there.
Yeah.
They don't need the policy at
Fenway, because I don't think people are flying the Confederate flag at Fenway Park.
Okay, but he's making a bad analogy.
I don't even know
why I'm trying to explain it, frankly, because I think it's asinine. But I have no idea where the guy was going, and I didn't love the way his call started.
It's just too long. Steven in Boston. Go, Steve.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I don't know. You guys just throw the Globe and the Herald. Not agree with this guy. This guy was out of his mind. I would just throw the Globe and the Herald out the window because they both rotted from the head down at this point. But my point is, given the quarterback,
I'm going to let you go. I'm going to hang up on you. We need more newspapers, not less. I'm not going to root for, you know.
Don't talk bad about the newspapers.
Seriously. No, what you think? So
no, they're both terrible. I'm with him.
Murray, you're a media guy, and you root for media people to lose their job.
Don't put words in my mouth.
That is an a-hole take if I've ever heard one. That is, I'm in the media, but I want other media people to lose their jobs and media jobs to go away. That is just because what? You don't like their political view or what they're reporting or what they're saying or what? That is, I can't stand that take. I hate that. You're a media guy and you're rooting for other media people to lose their jobs and get laid off.
Well, that's like saying I'm supposed to like everybody that works in radio?
You're not supposed to like them, but are you pulling for your industry or not?
That's not my industry.
It is. It is. We're all in the media. and the more TV, radio, newspaper, magazine, internet jobs there are, the better for everybody. But what? Because they bug you, someone wrote something, so you want to shut them down?
I don't buy either of them. I don't support either of them. That's just my personal taste.
Oh, God, I can't stand that.
I still don't know what the caller's point was. I have no idea what the hell he was getting at. And so, look, all I'm, you know, I, to go back to two calls ago, the Red Sox, to me, overall have done, particularly under this ownership, a pretty good job of trying to stand up for social justice. So is it perfect? No. Am I surprised to hear that there are still things going on at Fenway Park? No, because I know the world too well.
Well, no, look, so the Red Sox and Fenway have an atrocious history. But this ownership group, I mean, they just changed the street name. Like, what? Right. I mean, what more? I mean, you don't think that their heart's in that place? Or that they haven't made at least the symbolic gestures, starting with that? I mean, I don't know what else they're supposed to do inside the park, but are you trying to say that they haven't made their intentions or their feelings clear?
Which I don't agree with, right.
Which is insane.
Yeah, and I even think that part of it is wrong in terms of, like, because, again, I think what the caller was trying to say was, well, NASCAR has now banned the Confederate flag. There's an actual hard, clear line there and a policy. I think the Red Sox have a policy in writing somewhere after the Adam Jones incident about how they were going to handle this sort of thing going forward. Now, I don't have it in front of me. Maybe they didn't put a formal policy in place, but I can tell you that the if the actual written policy is not there, that in practice it is.
So I actually have a thought on the Confederate flag thing. We'll get to that coming up. We also have our good doctor, Dr. Sachs, is going to check in. Some interesting developments in the world of the coronavirus. And we want his take on those. So we'll get to all that coming up right after Big Jim Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass.
Whee!
It's way more than just a sports talk radio show.
This truly is the apocalypse.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now we start off talking about return of Major League Baseball and what a 50-game season might look like. On paper, it's a chance to be actually kind of good. I don't trust the players, though. They would go reluctantly. And, you know, again, one of the things that I read is if they got forced into that 48-game season, they would not agree to expanded playoffs. And they wouldn't agree to broadcast enhancements, which is just a small little thing, but an indication of what you would get from these guys if they did come back and play in that scenario. In other words, no, you can't mic me. That has to be collectively bargained. You got to pay for it. And if they're not going to
allow... Yeah, mind you, this is the same group that says that MLB doesn't promote them.
Right.
Go ahead.
Exactly. But it's just a small little, it's a tipping point of saying, well, if the players aren't going to allow them to put little lav mics on them, like something as harmless as that, you know, what else aren't they going to do? And is that just sort of a indication of how they're going to carry themselves if they came back in that scenario? And I think players would bail. I think they'd give a half-ass effort. They're obviously being forced back into playing. They'll be at war with the owners. They will have filed a grievance against the owners. And so their whole attitude, their whole conveyance is going to be, I'm not giving them anything that's going to help the owners, anything. So they're just going to come out there and drop a big fart on the field and get out of there as quickly as possible. And I think the product will really suffer, and it's on the players. And I just don't trust them to show the urgency, Maz, that the schedule would, you know, that we would think that they would have.
Yeah, I don't blame you for not trusting them. They've done nothing to lead you to believe that they have the interests of the sport in mind. The players are looking to cash their checks, make as much money as possible, and just keep going. I honestly question how many of them even want to win. I'm not sure there were that many guys like that in baseball. There were a lot, but not as many as people think. And so I'm really disillusioned by the state of the game, disheartened by it. And I you know, to me, if I'm the owners and the, you know, implement the 50-game schedule, and if they come back and half-ass it, that's on them.
Okay, Jim in Middleborough, wants to weigh in on the return of MLB. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. Sometimes you guys aggravate me so much, I hang up on you, or not hang up, but turn you up. But here I am, turning back on. The incident with the baseball now, Mike, I disagree with you in that it has to change and everything. I don't know. I've been watching since 16 years old. I'm 70 now. So when I look, I don't mind a long baseball game. And when I sit here and I listen to you guys, discuss it and everything, I say to myself, I'd love to have a job like Mike or one of you guys. I mean, that's your job. You're supposed to look at the game and watch the game. Now, I know you may have other things you got to do, but it shouldn't aggravate you to watch the sport, because I would love to do your job. You sit there and you watch a game, and I don't care how long it lasts.
Okay, it's a great job, Jim. Thank you for the call.
And everyone's got a part of the job that they hate. Mine is having to watch baseball. Like, yours might be whatever it happens to be. Everyone that works a job has a part of the job that they're like, nah, I don't really like it that much.
Well, so there's a big baseball guy who says he doesn't mind the length of games, and we should all like it. What was the key part of his call? What was the key detail?
70.
He's 70. 70. 70. 7-0. Which is, I know the 70 is the new 60, but that right there is right in the middle of the baseball demographic. That's it, yeah, in a nutshell.
And the other thing is, I would tell you that I like, I like going out, I like exercise. I'd like to walk to work, but I can't because the world doesn't move that way. And, so not unless I live next door to the building. So what era do we want to live in? And so the idea that the game moves slowly, look, again, God bless him. And he's right. We got great jobs. There's negatives of everything, but I wouldn't trade it for a thing in the world. Even so, are we going to live like we did 70 years ago?
Well,
so this is sort of my point, is that everything kind of evolves and adapts and adjusts to the time. Baseball hasn't.
The irony
is, baseball's still doing it the same way.
But he's missing it too. When he was a kid or younger, the game took 2.5 hours.
Well, there's that.
The 4-hour baseball game's a new thing, not an old thing. The sport has changed. So the sport that 70-year-old grew up with doesn't exist anymore. That's the demo that should be as frustrated as anyone.
Different game now.
Shane in the truck. Go ahead, Shane.
Hey, Shane. How's it going, bud?
It's going good. So, what do you got?
I like your show. And the problem is, go frickin' Stidham. Go Brady.
Shane?
I blame Belichick.
Shane.
For the whole process.
Shane.
And for... Yep.
Are you driving the truck?
No, I'm sitting actually in my driveway.
Good to hear. I'm glad. Thank you. Stay there. Yeah. Don't drive. Just stay where you are. Go inside and lock the car.
Don't walk.
Scared me if he was driving the truck. Holy crap! What's going on today? Something in the water today?
I like the show. I like it. You guys make me mad sometimes. I turn it off, but I turn it right back on.
Rick in the Thirsty Thursday, Rick in the car on the Brady Belichick thing. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, so I just want to go back to the poll you guys are talking about. I mean, in my opinion, get Kraft's name out of there. Get it out of there. You want to add another interesting name and you want to see an interesting poll? Throw Giselle's name in there. How much did she have to do with it? I want to hear what you guys have to say. Thanks.
Okay, Rick, so let's do this. If I said to you, who's more responsible for Brady leaving, Giselle or Kraft? Who's your vote?
Giselle.
I got a lean G there.
Kraft.
But I thought it was just kind of obvious that she's under the Brady umbrella, because I mentioned this yesterday. A lot of people were all up in the comments of our particular poll saying, like, there should be a Giselle option. Where's the Giselle option? Put Super G in there. It's like, well, isn't it kind of obvious she's under the Brady umbrella? So vote Brady if that's how you feel.
Exactly, right. I think she definitely influenced him. But who do you blame there? I mean... Him for
ultimately, he makes his own decision.
Him for caving,
like to think.
Right? Him for caving into it. Him for letting her worldview influence his. So it's ultimately on him. I think Kraft's getting a big pass, which is exactly how they wanted it. By the way, you know, yep. This is the polling shows that the Krafts played this perfectly in terms of PR, which is just what they wanted. Not my fault. You know, Brady changed, you know, whether you blame Brady because he changed, became a diva, got influenced by Yoko, whatever, or, you know, our hard-ass coach who was ego-driven and wanted to prove he could win on his own, we're blaming one of those guys and doing nothing to the guy that got saved $50 million guaranteed for a 43-year-old quarterback. You know, at the end of the day, Kraft sided with Belichick. So he should be under his umbrella at least, or if not, getting more of the blame. But that's exactly what they wanted it. The way it's being perceived, Maz, is exactly how they wanted it.
Oh, they set it up that way from the beginning again. So, you know, this is why they wanted it out there, that Brady asked to have the clause removed. Kraft comes off as the good guy as well. You know, he's earned the right to make this decision himself. So Brady's got that on him. And then we find out later from people like Gasper that Bill Belichick is empowered to make the decision. So Kraft just washed his hands of it. When we all know that at any point, as he has done at various points during his ownership of the Patriots, he could have intervened because he owns the team. Like, at the end of the day, if you want to get right down to it and you want it to really be hardcore, 100% of it should go to Kraft. Because there's nobody that he has to answer to.
I mean, he could have kept Brady easily.
Sure he could have.
Let's Bill go, keeps Brady, signs him to the contract, and he's still here. So, but, you know, as again, they set up Kraft is skating. A guy in Boston disputes that 70 is the new 60. It's not, Guy.
You know, Mike, I got to tell you, you made a lot of mistakes. But when you said 70 is the new 60, well, I got news for you. I'm 70, and I feel like crap. You know, I get up in the morning like a Rice Krispie. Everything is snap, crackling, and popping. And anybody that tells you these are the golden years, they're full of crap. Thank you.
Okay.
I love that so much.
This guy setting the record straight.
I think he's right. Well,
whether it's the new 60 or the new 80 or whatever, there's your baseball fan right in the middle of the demo. Long commercial-free segment is next.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's the show the crowd goes wild for.
Boo!
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, let me go off the grid here just for a second. I've had this on my list to talk about the last couple days, but we never got to it, but I don't know. Maybe there was a tipping point headline that I saw. I go to Drudge. That's just sort of my go-to. And there was a headline on the Drudge Report that said cartoon Paw Patrol being targeted. Paw Patrol, the cartoon. I don't know if it was around when your kids were little, Maz, but they're dogs who are like policemen and firefighters. It's the Paw Patrol. It's a little cartoon.
Okay, I don't remember, but go ahead.
It's being targeted because the whole narrative, there's a pushback against the narrative that cops are inherently good guys. And this whole good cop thing, there's a pushback against it, which is hard to explain, which is hard to articulate, but I guess it's going on out there. Just again, reading from the New York Times on the Paw Patrol pushback. Amanda Hess writes, it's a joke, but it's also really not. As the protests against racist police violence enter their third week, the charges are mounting against fictional cops, too. Even big-hearted cartoon police dogs, or maybe especially big-hearted cartoon police dogs, are on notice. The effort to publicize police brutality also means banishing the good cop archetype. Archetype? How do you pronounce that word?
Archetype.
Archetype. Archetype. Excuse me. So banishing the good cop narrative, if you will. She says that Paw Patrol seems harmless enough, but that's the point. The movement rests on understanding that cops do plenty of harm. Furthermore, she says that Lego, get this, has halted marketing on its Lego City police station and police highway arrest sets.
Don't forget the White House too.
What's they've stopped the logo White House?
Yeah, yeah. Lego White House. Yeah, they don't want to promote that one anymore either.
Okay, but that's different than the police thing. I just want to stick to the police thing here. A&E has pulled its reality show Live PD from its schedule on Tuesday night. Cops, long running reality show, the show that branded suspects as bad boys and spawned the whole genre of crime reality television, was canceled after 32 seasons. So the Paw Patrol thing was just sort of this was on my list for the last couple days, but then I saw the Paw Patrol thing. It's like, oh boy. Here's a little message to my friends on the left, to my comrades on the left. Be careful. Be careful. Because you are inviting a backlash that will last maybe a generation if you go too far with this, and I'm afraid you've already gone too far with it. Lego's stopped their marketing on Lego cops and Paw Patrol, which is a sort of half in jest, but I guess half not in jest. Be careful. Be really careful. Be very careful, because you will have a backlash against you in this movement that will cost you maybe a generation. And I don't think I'm overstating that.
No, I'm living proof of it. I will readily admit that. I'm, for the most part, for most social issues, I am a very left-leaning weenie. But with this, with each day, you push me more right than you could even possibly imagine. Should we go after the police, the band? Should they be renamed to Three Handsome Blondes? Because that's offensive, too.
Wow.
Sting, Andy, the drummer, the other one. Let's rename them, too, because they can't be called the police.
The police. My original jumping off point from the weekend, from my long weekend, was the stuff that happened at the New York Times, where they published an editorial. That may be totally wrong and totally unfounded and maybe ridiculous, from Tom Cotton, the Republican senator in Arkansas, about how the government should consider use of federal troops against protesters and rioters.
Right.
And again, I think he's wrong. I think it's borderline unconstitutional, maybe truly unconstitutional or against the law or whatever. Maybe it's a harebrained idea, a bad idea, but it's the op-ed page. It's an editorial. It's an editorial. And because the Times ran the editorial page editor lost his job, which sickens me. That is disgusting to me. Because of an editorial, the whole idea of the editorial page is to offer different ideas and then debate them. So, good Lord, instead of running an opposing editorial that says Tom Cotton's full of crap, they fire the editorial page editor? That is gross. Never mind the Philadelphia Inquirer chief executive, the executive editor, who'd been on the job for 20 years at the newspaper. See, Murray, I don't root for anyone to lose their job. Never mind media people. But they had probably a bad headline, insensitive headline. Buildings matter too. We all know what they were driving at there, which is that the damage you do with rioting and
looting
and destroying neighborhoods doesn't do anyone any good either. You know, that's obviously the point of the headline. But by saying buildings matter too, it's a little insensitive, probably a bad headline at this time. But instead of saying that we made a mistake or correcting it, the head of the paper was fired or walked out on, had to resign. That is gross, man. Be careful. Be careful. You are inviting a backlash of epic proportions if this is how you're going to go about things. Here's another little bit of advice while we're on the whole thing.
And just a real quick thing. So it's like, I'm not rooting for people to lose their jobs. I just have standards and expectations, and I've lost that with local papers and things like this. Like, I don't support your people. Like, if you make a mistake like this, just admit it and say, like, hey, that was a bad headline. But don't, like, wax people because they, like, you know, they pissed off the mob.
Oh, my God. And it wasn't even the mob. Like these were internal things. It was people who worked for those papers that pushed out those executives. I mean, and the mob was mad, too. Like, I mean, make no mistake. But it was New York Times employees that created the movement internally that got that guy gone over an editorial. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be an opinion, good opinion, bad opinion, well-founded, not well-founded. That's the whole point. He is also a U.S. senator. I mean, so it's not like it's some Tom, Dick, and Harry. He's a U.S. senator and a former veteran who, again, may be a alt-right, you know, nut job, but he's a qualified guy who's in the fray and is qualified to write a editorial to offer his opinion. And you fire the editor over that? That is freaking gross. How about the guy? Did you hear about the 30-year play-by-play guy for the Sacramento Kings?
Yeah.
Yes, who, yeah.
And so was this Carmelo, too, that he got in the back and forth with?
No, it was Boogie Cousins.
I'm sorry. So, again, I keep mixing up my NBA a-hole. Boogie Cousins. So he and the Boogie Cousins had a back and forth. And this was last week. I'm, you know, this is late, but this is all sort of it's all been I've just had this on the side. So he and Boogie Cousins had this back and forth for years. And so last week, Boogie Cousins tweeted him and said something like, "Do Black Lives Matter now? Or how do you feel about Black Lives Matter?" And he responded, "All lives matter." Fired. Fired. 30 years on the job, fired for that. Be careful. My friends on the left, be careful. You are inviting a backlash that will not just, you know, catch up to you now, but will last a generation. Can I give you one more? Defunding the police.
Well, so this, I was hoping you'd get to this because this is the one that alarms me the most.
Well, I mean, let me just give you one bit of advice before we hit the headline. Call it something else. Call it something else. Don't call it that.
It's a poor choice of words.
Don't call it that.
If you mean something that in the long lines of what I'm fully for, making sure you don't use chokeholds, city departments aren't getting the type of arms and equipment that a soldier on the front lines of Afghanistan has, I'm fully for that. You need to rename this.
Call it something else. Criminal justice reform. Call it many. Police reform is even better. Defunding the police is a political loser. You will get crushed. You will get crushed now. You will get crushed for a generation. If you assume that policy and call it that, you're done. And the best headline I saw all week was something, you know, this is generally what it is. Biden rejects defunding the police. So I'm like, phew, at least he's not going to get caught up in that nonsense. Call a little bit of advice for my comrades on the left, my friends on the left. Call it something else. Give it a different title. That one is a political loser. You will get crushed. You know, never mind the merits of it, which is a whole nother story. We'll pick this up on the other side. Here's Murray's update. 90 seconds, no commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.